1975, and I'm at Lee Rose, Kentucky. I'm going up to the nursing home to talk to a 95-year-old woman, Effie Moore, the wife of Bent Moore, who was a miller here in town and a sawmill man, for some early stories of Boone. I'm going to play this back and see how it sounds.
Yes? Well, tell me where Leslie is.
Leslie died 2 years ago.
And
Martha's in a nursing home. Lila lives at Lee Rose. Norma lives at Richmond. And my twin brother lives in Louisville.
Is Lucy still living?
No, mother died in 61. Yeah. Dad died in 50. They were 11 years different in age, and they died 11 years apart.
You look so much like them.
Lila found a picture of Dad. It must have been made in the 1890s. And that picture, I copied it and stuck it up in my office at the hospital, and everybody says it looks just like me as a kid.
It looks like you, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like your daddy.
Now, listen, I want to get you on tape. I'm going to set this in your lap where you can talk into it there.
What about my pa?
Oh, your pop won't bother a thing. Okay. Now, Effie, I want to make a tape of you, and one of these days, I've been making some tapes on the history of Owsley County of people. And I want you to tell me who you were.
I'll tell you Tag's wife. She is so wonderful about that kind of stuff. Every word I say, she'll say, Mom, you Dad.
Does she tape it?
Not too much, I don't think. She does. She's
well, why don't we go back and start with your name. Who were you? What was your maiden name?
Effie Dell Moore.
Moore.
No. Effie Dell Absher.
Absher.
Yes.
Well, now, see, I've been interested in the Abshers, and that's one reason I wanted to talk to you.
My cousin has got a real book on that,
on
Absher people.
Yeah. Well, now
the generation.
Who were your mother? Who was your mother?
She was a Marshall.
Where was she from? What was her name?
It was Fisher Marshall.
Where was she from?
She was from Wolf Creek or something.
Wolf Creek.
You remember Uncle Joe Marshall?
Yeah.
She's his. One of his first children.
One of his
children. He's married twice, and his first children was six of them.
Uh-huh.
My mother was one of them, and the Gilbert family begged him to let them have my mommy. She was a little beautiful thing, and he said, I'll let you have her for a while, let you, keep her.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Uncle Frank and his Aunt Sally, and they kept me till I was 13.
Who was your dad?
Jim Absher.
Now, then you married?
Bent Moore.
Yeah, now, was his name Benton?
Charles Benton.
Charles Benton Moore. When did you get married, Effie?
I guess I forgot.
It was pretty far back, wasn't it? Where did you get married? Did you live first in Louisville?
I married on Green Hill Top, at Brother Ramey's. He was the preacher at his home.
Was that where the Green Hill School was?
Yeah.
Over here on this
on a hill.
That mill town here,
yeah,
Tura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mother always talked about him. Did you and Mother have to go to school together? Did you go to Green Hill to school?
And Jesse.
And Jesse.
And Mabel.
And Mabel. And Daisy.
Daisy.
Knew them all.
Got them all.
And then where did you and Ben start out housekeeping?
Well,
I'm just trying to, I want to get some information, and I want to just talk to you about Boonville.
Okay. I'll talk all I know how. I'll tell you what I know.
Where did you first live?
Well, I lived, where the old big mill was?
The big old mill. Yeah. Well, you lived there?
Well, my mother and daddy, I was born in a house right between the Camel home and my Uncle Frank when I was a baby.
Yeah. Now, the big house by the mill is the Frank Absher home.
It's gone, I think.
Well, it's still standing, but it's in the process of falling
down. Yeah, that was his.
That was your uncle.
That was not my uncle, but that was my daddy.
Uh-huh.
See, Jim and Uncle Frank was brothers.
Uh-huh. And Jim was your dad.
And Jim was my daddy. And we lived. See, he worked at the mill for Uncle Frank all the time.
There's a house stood between the Camel House and the mill? I don't remember
Well, it's
that.
Kind of on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I guess it's gone.
Yeah, that one's gone.
Yeah.
Now, where did you and Bent live then when you got there?
Well, Bent had a home across the Buck Creek Bridge over there. You know, where the Buck Creek Bridge
out
was.
Toward the, out toward the Cush-Brandenburg
place? Yeah.
Now,
we sold out to Cush-Brandenburg.
While you're talking about, you sold that to them. While you're talking about that, one of my secretaries is Hobart Estep's granddaughter. Ken, what can you tell me about Joe Estep's? Where was his blacksmith shop? It was right by that bridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, right close.
And the bridge stood.
See, his house is right this way where Callie and Sam built. Then they built a beautiful home there. Have you been down?
Yeah, I was down talking to the girls today.
Well, good.
And what did Bent do when you married? What kind of work was he?
Well, he mostly carpentered.
When did he take up the milling business?
Well, him and Clyde Mars, you know Clyde.
Yeah.
Well, they went together and bought this big mill for the light plant.
Yeah. What light plant? Now, tell me about that. There was an early light plant boom, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know too much about it. I'll just what I know, you know, get it up. And I didn't do that purpose. They were partners.
Uh-huh.
And Bent ran the mill. They both put up money, you know, or Clyde stood good or something. I don't know. Bent didn't have much money. But they went together and they was good friends. And Clyde was so puny and sick half the time. Bent done the night work. He stayed up till 9 before he cut the lights off.
Uh-huh. They had a generator over there and they run it by steam, correct?
Had a big steam mill in there, you know. And the big generator.
So he just kept the steam up and ran the mill.
Yeah.
And then they finally closed that
down. And then they
had
a sawmill in there. Yeah. And they had everything. Logs brought up from the river in a big...
Did they build that mill there?
Yeah.
Because I know they had that big chute down to the river to haul the logs up.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the chain lift.
Yeah, that's right.
About what year did they build that mill?
Now don't ask me.
But Bent and Clyde built it.
Yeah.
They ran the electrical system.
Well, they had Peter's mill, but I mean, had help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now, Boonville then didn't have electricity for a long time after that.
It didn't have any at all.
Yeah. So, had they run light lines over to Boonville? Did they run power lines over to Boonville? And a lot of the houses did have electricity?
Yeah, that's right. Bent bought a Delco plant.
The Delco plant.
Yeah, and we took that when we moved away from there at our home, and he installed it, and we had a little basement he put in there and pumped our water from the well.
Yeah. Now, Bent ran that mill till late 30s, didn't he?
He cut it down. He took the mill. He stopped the mill, stopped the light plant at 9 at night.
Yeah. I've been trying to find some early pictures of Boonville. Have you got any? Do you know of anybody who has pictures of Boonville?
I've got a lot of pictures. I don't know where I have that.
In the old days? Who has those pictures?
Well, I've got a lot of them if I can find them. Move around a little bit.
Yeah. What I'd like to do is copy some pictures of early Boonville because I was trying to get some information
to
Gary about Boonville.
Did you ask Dolly and them about them?
I asked them and they're going to get theirs out and I'm going to get a look at theirs.
Yeah, and I think they've got some too.
Yeah.
And I think I have too.
But I'll have to
get them out, you know.
Well, see, I got a camera and I could copy them if I could find them, but I'd love to find... You remember how the road there went down to the Sophie Combs place before that bridge went in?
Sure.
I'd love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
Boonville changed so much when that was built. Yeah. See, that bridge didn't go in there in the late 30s. I guess I was way along in high school before that bridge to the schoolhouse, that new one went in.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, do you remember Dad very well?
Do I remember your dad? I used to shop there all the time.
Do you have any idea when he built that store?
Not at all. He just built it out. And first thing I know, George was there, you know, had the store.
Was there a hotel in Moonwood out there near that place at one time?
Yeah. Let's see.
Maybe
it was a rental.
A boarding house?
Boarding house, I think. That was Bent's daddy's, Judge Henry Moore's.
Yeah.
He bought the Fuller property.
Now, yeah. Judge Henry Moore was Bent's daddy. Now, who was his mother? What was her maiden name?
His mother?
Yeah.
She was a Gabbard. She's a sister to Ike Gabbard, if I'm not mistaken.
The Ike Gabbard, preacher Ike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his daughter, his sister, I think.
Yeah.
And one of his, now he's got a, Ben's got a first cousin here. I had breakfast with her this morning. She is Grace. What is her name? Grace. Hmm? Not married, is it? What is it, Dory?
Acres.
No.
Oh, after it's Acres, ain't it?
That'll be Grace Fields. Grace Fields?
Grace Fields.
Yeah.
She was in the dining room, and we had some breakfast together. Regular breakfast, thought, I don't know what breakfast or supper or dinner, I don't know which it is.
Do you remember when Boonville put in a telephone system?
Well, not too good. I remember part, just this, that, and the other about it,
I guess Sam Eastep worked there all about from the day it opened, didn't
telephone
he?
System. Yeah. Sam worked that. Just wore his life out with that telephone bill. That was a good job, you know, them days.
Yeah.
But still, they had a right smart family. And it took a lot. You know, it takes everything for families.
Yeah.
Yeah, you spoke about your daddy. You remember my babe?
Yep, sure do.
Well, one day I was in there, and I always went to George's because Lucy is quite a bit close to me. I mean, he was kin folks.
Yeah.
So I'd always go to George's. He always had the nicest. So I was shopping, and he said, "Well, you've got the sweetest daughter." He said, "She never passes me, but what she don't say hi to Mr. Gary." And he said, "Neither one of the rest will ever look at me or speak or talk." He said, "That's fact." And he said, "She's never passed this door. If I was out, she'd always speak and say good morning, good afternoon, whatever."
Is Babe alive now? Is Babe?
No, Babe died.
I knew her myself. But of course, I knew Tag the best.
Yeah.
He and I were. What was Tag's birthday?
Charles Benton.
What was his birthday? Yeah, his birthday. What was his birthday?
October the 6th.
What year?
I think he's about 62 or 3.
Yeah, 60. I'm older than Tag. I was born in 1919.
Well, you are older.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this October, he will be 63.
Yeah.
Now him and Dolly. Dolly is a month. She's 3 months
Dolly
older.
Dolly Eastep.
She's 3 months older than
now. In Boonville, there were a lot of people there that I can barely remember. Of course, I knew the Eversoles, but there were the Gabbards, Lynn Gabbard. What was Lynn's dad's name? The Gabbards. Lynn Gabbard, who moved over to Stanton. Do you remember Lynn? You remember his dad's name?
I know it, but I can't remember.
Well, did you know the Mitters?
Oh, yeah.
And my mother always talked about the Mitters. Who were they?
Well, they was a very prominent family.
But had they come in there, or were they natives?
No, sir, they're the natives, I think. Now,
you know their names?
Charlie Mitter.
Yeah.
He was part owner in the big mill.
Yeah.
And they had the cripple boy that was the Cablins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had M. Mander. Mm-hmm. And the girls, I don't know, I forgot them. I was just little when they...
Now, who were the doctors? There was a Dr. Absher, wasn't there?
Dr. Zach Absher, they sent him.
He akin to you?
Huh?
Is he akin to the Pless Knight group? To you?
Yeah, he's my father's brother's son.
My father was
Jim.
When was he here?
Lord, he's been dead forever.
I mean, but when? What, you know, did he come here and practice all his life?
That Zach?
Dr. Absher.
Dr. Absher, Zach Absher. He was born here.
Born here?
Born around Lamboon.
Where'd he go to medical school, do you know?
Louisville.
Then he came back here and practiced all his life?
When he made a good doctor, they sent him right back up here. He went to Buckhorn and made the special doctor up there.
Oh, he stayed over there.
He still did.
Yeah.
He did.
Uh-huh.
And I think his wife might be living. I doubt it. He married a I didn't know who he meant.
Well, Pleas is your first cousin then, is that right? Because the name Absher, I don't see anywhere, hardly
no,
at all.
You don't.
It's just not many
know.
Of
them. I, in this book, if I could get a hold of it, pardon me, one of Willie, Zach and Willie, was Uncle Frank St. Sally's sons. Willie run the mill, mm-hmm. and the sawdust, and now they had a sawmill and everything, planers and dust supplying. He died with TB.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zach was the big doctor, you know. They sent him to medical school, but Willie wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Then he married Minnie Reagan.
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 Now that's a name I'm not familiar with at all.
Well, you know President Reagan, don't you?
Oh, Reagan. Okay, but I didn't know there were any Reagans in this county.
Well, they wasn't. See, she was a minister's daughter.
Oh.
And they come in here, and they got really fond of each other, you know. Uh-huh. And they got married.
What other doctors were here then?
Well, Dr. Anderson, Dr. Glass.
Arch Glass.
Yeah.
Now, was his father a doctor before him?
I think he was. I'm not sure.
Did he practice here all the time?
Glass.
Uh-huh.
He was the older doctor. Yeah, I think so.
Now, Dr. Gibson came in, he practiced at Lee Rose, but later moved to Boonville.
Yeah.
Were there any other doctors at that time you know of? Any other doctors you know in the county?
Oh, I guess so. They're usually scattered around.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you about this girl that married Willie's son, and they live in California,
mm-hmm.
in one of the Ritz's sections.
Uh-huh.
He works for the government as a, you know, insurance man or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very prominent person.
Uh-huh. What part of California do they live in?
Where they have the rich people's all sale. What's the name of that?
Yeah, place? Down in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, or somewhere like that, or San Francisco.
No, uh-uh.
Well,
he's right around.
Yeah. They got such so many wealthy areas out there, it's hard anymore to say.
They play golf a lot there.
Yeah.
It's a big social place.
Was the river a big problem to Boonville when you
were little? Quite a bit. If every time it'd get up, if most time he'd get right around Uncle Frank's house, but he'd build up high, you know, and had steps run up the veranda.
Yeah. You mean it got up toward that house?
Yeah, it'd get up in the yard.
Well, it got over a lot of the lower part of Boonville then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Down where Walker Bowman lived and John.
Oh, yeah, just
drafted
them all out.
Yeah.
They'd have to move, you know.
Have to move and then get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean the house.
That John Steph house finally just washed off.
I reckon so. Yeah. I think it did.
Did you know Aunt Sophie Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had the prettiest hat I ever had in my life. Florence Anderson took me to the dresser's Miller's shop and bought me a Leghorn hat.
A Leghorn hat? Now what's a Leghorn hat?
Well, it's a beautiful...
Was that a name from Leghorn, Italy, or what? Or what was it?
Yeah, Leghorn.
What's it made of?
It's a real creamy colored straw, and it's very fine.
Aunt Sophie ran that shop?
Oh, yeah. Prettiest hats you ever looked
at. That was way before my time.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was just about that high.
Well, and Sophie, what did Sophie own the place and run it?
That's right.
Yeah. And what other kind of stores did they have in Boone?
Now, just don't ask me that, I'm not sure.
Was Harve Rice there then?
Was
Harve Rice in business there at
that time?
That was
later than
the
Sophie then.
Yeah.
Sophie and them was one of them.
John M. Campbell was down there on that old brick building in Elmer Seal.
Yeah. Well, now that was before, that was after my...
You were growing up a bit at that time.
Yeah.
You see a lot of rafts go down the river in those days? A lot of rafting going on
there?
Oh,
yeah. And they'd land around the mill, you know, down there. They'd have to land and sleep. They'd land a raft, you know how they landed them. They'd tie them, you know, and swing around. And then they'd come to Uncle Frank's party and stay all night. And she'd cook great meals for Aunt Sally Wood. They kept them. They kept the river man. They was good paid. She would. And the meal was there, you know, and the men would all mess around the mill. But next morning they leave with the people day and go on down the river to Frankfort. That's where they went, most of them.
The Boomville streets were kind of a mess a good part of the year, weren't they?
Yeah.
When even I was a little boy, you could hardly wade them sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. The cattle were stolen away.
And the mud was pretty deep. When did that, do you have any idea when that old bridge to the schoolhouse went in?
Well, it caved in a flood, I don't know.
Yeah, I did. Do you have any idea when it was built?
I kind of remember something about the building, but I don't know when.
Yeah, that was before your day, I guess.
Yeah, I was little.
Yeah. Was Frank Brandenburg postmaster when you were young?
Yeah.
Who was postmaster before him, do you know? Who were the Needhams?
Yeah, well, they weren't postmasters, I see.
But who were they? That's the only time I've ever heard that name, is that one family of Needhams that lived down
well,
there.
Well, they had a home there.
Yeah. What business was he in, do you know?
I don't remember. I never was very much acquainted with him.
Yeah.
I was too young, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just interested in a lot of names that I'd never heard since. You know, Mother would talk about... This. Now, another place... Remember the old Sebastian house there that's still on the courthouse square, next toward where Sherman Rowland built later? Just across from the courthouse. Do you know who those Sebastians were?
No, I don't think so.
Are you
but
sure?
I know they're there. I don't remember. I can't remember anything about it.
You remember old Henry Slick, of course, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I'd have gotten a hold of Henry and talked to him before he died. I just guess
Boy,
I thought he's
really
never going to die.
You.
Yeah.
He could have told you plenty.
Yeah, he was an interesting person to talk to.
Yeah, he sure was. He had plenty of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just thought he was white as anybody.
Yep, he was accepted as much as anybody
was.
He
sure was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. Everybody loved old Henry.
Yeah.
Slick, they call him.
Cal, Henry Guest, Henry Slick. Three different names. I guess they never did know. Did you ever know old Hannah Menner, black Hannah Menner, who lived over on Sugar Camp? A black woman, Hannah Mitter.
Oh, yeah, ain't Hannah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a little, I didn't know.
But she's real old. I used to stop and talk to her. She had been a slave.
Yeah, she was a slave, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a slave till she was 12 years old, as I remember she told me.
Yeah, I know that.
And then they freed her, and she lived on a sugar camp, and we owned a farm on sugar camp.
Well, the mentors always had slaves.
Yeah.
But after I got older, I don't think that they wasn't there.
Was any of your family in the Civil War?
My mother went through the Civil War.
Where?
As a girl, a little girl, and she stayed with the Gilbert family.
Where did they live then?
Way up on the river toward Wolf Creek, on this side.
Yeah.
And you cross the river to go on into Wolf Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, Uncle Joe, Grandpa John, Joe, he took my mother and the rest of the children and his wife and migrated to Montana, Missouri, one of them states, Missouri, I think.
Mm-hmm. During the Civil War?
And my grandmother died there. My mother was a small girl,
mm-hmm.
and Aunt Betsy, and Aunt Nan, and my mother. And they say my mother was named after a French. People, or she was part French or something. Someone was part.
What was her full name?
Letitia.
Letitia.
Letitia Marshall.
And the family went on to Missouri.
And they went on, and my grandmother died there, and one of the girls, Sissy, she died there, and was buried there. And Uncle Joe brought the rest of them come back. Grandpa Joe, I don't call
Did they him. Ever tell you anything about the Civil War in Owsley County? How did it affect the country here?
Pretty bad.
What happened, do you know?
My mother told me about where she stayed with the Gilberts, you know. They begged my granddaddy out of her because he didn't have no wife after my grandmother died. She was a Combs, my grandmother was.
That's how you're kin to my mother.
That's right.
Yeah.
And where was it?
You were telling me about the Gilberts during the Civil War.
She was there through the Civil War, and the Gilbert boys was all in that war, you know.
Which side were they on? Yankee or Confederate?
I think there's one from one. I think there's Confederates.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot. But their mother, they was pretty well to do, pretty rich. So my mama told me, my mother, and she said one day she was, you know, stirring around. She just thought she was her mother almost. You know, she's so good to her. She was little when they took her, and then she growed up till she married my father. And then she married my dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She married the Etcher man, Jim Etcher. And she said one day the war was hot, you know, and the boys was having to go without clothing and shoes and things, and freezing to death and everything and like whatnot. And there's a freezing in the snow, and no, a lot of them barefooted. She saved money till she emptied a half a bushel, a tub-like thing, of silver money on the table there where it was just piled up. She said, take it. Buy them everything they can get. You can get this money for the soldiers.
Yeah. That's for the Southern boys, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, that was great. Anything else about you? Anything else about the Civil War here?
Huh. Oh, Lord God, don't ask me.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't remember
it,
but this story,
see,
no,
I was just
no, but you'd have heard, I just wondered if you heard from your folks, because people are still fresh in their mind now. Now, you mentioned Combs. What Combs did you come from?
Combs.
Yes. How were you kin to Mother?
They're breathed Combses.
But was that Napoleon Bonaparte Combs?
Must have been.
Because he came apparently out of breathed County. And his daughter, Susan, became Mother's
mother. Yeah. Well, now she's part of, you know Willard Combs that had the store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uncle Murdy?
Yep.
Uncle Murdy must have been my mother's brother or something. She always called him Uncle Murdy, and he visited us when I was just a little girl.
Well, now what was your mother's, what was your mother's name, Combs? What was her name?
Who?
Your mother's name was?
Combs.
But what was her first name?
Letitia.
Letitia Combs, okay.
Yeah.
But she's the one who lived with the Gilberts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she then may have been the daughter of Napoleon Bonaparte. You don't know who her daddy then,
well,
her mother
was.
Well,
no, but I know I've read a lot about, you know, Napoleon Bonaparte.
So, that may have been the way it is. I'm not right, but I have to look for that name, Letitia, in the Combs line. We've been running down a lot of family history on that.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had that book, this girl that I told you about that had made a tree of the every family's name.
Where did she live?
She died.
Where was she from?
There's from that, where I told you her husband was that big shot that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. Not Florida, but
California. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to take turns of corn over to the mill and have bent grind it when I was young.
Yeah.
Mother never did like the brought on meal, she called it.
Yeah.
Even though Dad had it in the store, so I had to go over to corn crib over near Henry Hawkins. But speaking of that, Henry Hawkins was quite a person, wasn't he? You remember Henry?
Yeah.
Did you ever know, where did Henry come from?
Henry Hawkins.
Uh-huh. You ever had him?
I know him and Bent was good buddies. I mean, they kind of worked together.
Was Bent was in the military service?
Yeah.
Which war?
No, just the... He wasn't in the really military, he was the National
Guard. Did he go to the World War I? Did Bent go to war?
He wasn't ordered.
Yeah.
He had a family, I think. Yeah. He was married, you know, before me. He married Martha York.
Where was Dick Harold from, do you know?
Who?
Dick Harold. Remember Dick Harold?
He's a Breathitt man.
He's from Breathitt. Any of his family still around that you know of?
I don't think so. I think they're all dead.
Yeah. Was Doc Gibson a local person? Was he from Owsley or County, do you know? Is he a native?
No, I don't think he's from Owsley. Maybe he's from... There's a Dr. Lee and Dr. Gibson, our Dr. Lee. But somebody said they weren't brothers, but I thought they was.
Lee Gibson
from Heidelberg.
Heidelberg. I'm going to stop and talk to Margie tomorrow and try to find out.
Yeah, you can find it.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that Charlie Gibson?
Yeah, I knew Charlie.
You know him?
I know
Charlie,
yes.
Well, I thought Charlie was Dr. Lee's son, but I don't know now where he is or not. But he didn't visit me.
Yeah.
Him and and the banker man, what's his name?
Crit Fields lived.
Crit's dead, Pearl's dead.
They're all gone. Their house is gone. There's no trace of it over there, it looks like.
That.
Were you kin to Cush Brandenburg?
Yeah, we're kin.
My mother, she was kin to mother the same way.
Too,
yeah,
know.
She's a Combs, yeah.
Our background was from the Combs family.
Yeah.
And the Marshalls. My granddaddy, Joe, I think he come from Buncombe County.
Joel Marshall.
He come from Buncombe County, Tennessee.
North Carolina.
And he walked all the way. And he stopped along the road. Now this is what I've learned all my life. He'd stop along the road. He met my grandmother and he fell in love with her. And they was going to get married then. And Uncle Murdy Combs brought the family and come to Kentucky.